HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. It's time for a third smartphone review on TechCetra. And this week, it's the Samsung Galaxy S20 Plus, one of the four flagships that Samsung has announced recently. It's funny, actually. Samsung has the Galaxy S20 Ultra, which is its real no-compromise flagship this year, and the foldable Galaxy Z Flip, which is the phone that you would really want to show off to your friends. So, the Galaxy S20 and S20 Plus are the flagship phones meant for people who just can't afford the other two, or maybe do not want to spend that much money. In a lot of ways, the S20 Plus is very Samsung. It has a top-of-the-line display with the highest possible resolution and 120Hz refresh rate. However, that refresh rate is only available if you don't use the screen's full resolution, which is kind of a bummer. But honestly, the colors and touch response on the screen are so nice that the refresh rate really does not matter. And coupled with the Exynos 990 chipset and 12GB RAM, the Galaxy S20 Plus is one of the fastest Android phones today. Having said that, I did see some lags in games like Pokemon Go, but not enough to really complain about. It's actually been something that has happened on Samsung phones for a long time now. As with most Samsung phones, I'm still not a fan of the camera here. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic camera most of the times. But phones like the Pixel 3 XL and the new iPhones are a bit more versatile and dependable. The Galaxy S20 Plus is a tad weak in low lights, like those in bars and restaurants. The portrait mode also works best in bright daylight and often falters in blurring the background the way it should. It also softens photos a lot at times. This is something Samsung has addressed and it has said that it'll pass a software update to improve the camera. On the flip side, the Galaxy S20 Plus is excellent for video recording and wide-angle photos, and perhaps one of the most feature-rich cameras you can find on a flagship today. So, essentially, the Galaxy S20 Plus really does qualify as a flagship smartphone. I would call it a no-compromise smartphone, but I can't. Because the Ultra and the Flip exist, the Galaxy S20 and the S20 Plus become the runts of the S20 family this year. But if you have 60-70K to spare, yeah, this phone is definitely worth considering. It's only the first flagship phone of 2020 though. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.